Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Adrian here on Sunday, January the 10th. Well, actually, I'm recording this on Saturday, January the 9th, because we are back in lockdown. And we heard from Doug Ford this week that the Northern Ontario lockdown would be extended, and he's making rumblings about further extensions and actually more restrictions. So this will be the way we're going to worship. I'll be recording a message. There's some YouTube songs for you to listen to, and we will get back into the church building when the restrictions are lifted. And so I was planning to get back into the Gospel of Mark today. That was my plan up to this morning. And then this morning I was reading my devotions, and the scripture reading just so struck me. The Lord just put his finger on it and said, this is for you, and you need to share this with the people. And so I just set aside the Gospel of Mark, for this week. I think we'll get back to it next week unless the same thing happens. But, this week we're gonna talk about what the Lord gave me this morning in my devotions from, and it's from Psalm 42. So if you could take your Bible and turn with me to Psalm 42, and let's read it together. Psalm 42. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Psalm 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshippers leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me, but each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to God, who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42. Let's just pause and pray. Lord, I thank you for directing me and us to Psalm 42 today. And we can so much resonate with the writing of the psalmist, with what's going on today in our world and in our own homes, Lord, in our own minds. And so I pray, Lord, as we unpack this, that you, your Holy Spirit, would come alongside us and teach us, Lord, how to respond and to receive that life-giving water that comes only from you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I read this morning and felt the Lord speak to me over this, I just so resonated with how this psalmist felt. And he starts, keep your Bible open at Psalm 42. He says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. And I can imagine him looking out and, you know, we have deer on our properties and they're wandering around. And just think of a deer, a doe who couldn't find any water, and I know we're not in that situation now where it's parched because there's snow on the ground, but imagine in a parched land where there is no water and how thirsty you get. And you see this deer longing for streams of water. And that's what it felt like for this psalmist, longing for God. He says in verse 2, I thirst for the living God. It seems like God is distant. Like it seems like God has abandoned him. He hasn't, but that's what it seems like. And he is saying, where can I go and stand before him? Because he's remembering back to the way it used to be. You know, in verse 4, he says, I remember, my heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. He says, I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. And oh, can we resonate with that? You know, remembering back to the time when we gathered and we were free to worship in our church building. You know, we could come anytime we want with anyone we want. We could sit together. We could sing and give our testimonies and with live worship and sit down after and have a cup of coffee and just connect with people. And that is now a memory. I mean, even though we did have a few months in the fall where we could gather, and I know many of you chose to stay at home and worship. Many of you stayed in the parking lot and some of you came into the building, but even if you came into the building, it wasn't quite the same. No singing, no testimonies, no coffee, no, it felt like a worship with a straitjacket on. And so, and we've been dealing with this now for 10 months. And so I think we can very much resonate with what the psalmist is saying here. He's saying, my heart is breaking as I remember how things used to be. This is just reality for him. And I think for us, as we're back on lockdown again, we're starting to feel that way as well. The psalmist moves in verse 5 and starts to reflect on how he's feeling. Verse 5, he says, why? Like he starts to ask those questions. Why am I feeling like this? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I mean, has God gone anywhere? No, he hasn't. God hasn't gone anywhere. God is still right here with us. Has God changed? And the answer to that is no, God never changes. What has changed is our circumstances. Our circumstances. And what has changed is our feelings and our emotions and our thoughts about what we've had to endure and are still enduring. And so the psalmist is asking God the why question. You know, what's going on here? Lord, give me some proper perspective and remind me that your life-giving streams of water are still there. They're still available to me. Maybe not in exactly the same ways they used to be. And he's remembering back to the days when, you know, God's people would gather together and praise and worship, and it would be just a grand celebration. And it's true, those have been curtailed for the time being, but God is still the source of life-giving streams of water, and we can still receive those. And so I think this is an important point to take out of this, that the writer stops and spends some time with the Lord in self-reflection. He asks the why question. And for me, that has involved just going and sitting quietly, opening up the scripture, letting God speak to me, even when I don't really feel like it. You know, there are times when it's like, what's the point? You know, that's how we think, but that's bad thinking. God draws us into his word and he fills us with his word. As we read his word and we meditate on what it says, his spirit comes alive. And that's what happened this morning with Psalm 42. And so make a choice to go and spend some time with the Lord in reflection, in quiet. Even if you say very little, just open up the word and let the Lord speak to you. And as the Lord speaks to you, receive it. Just receive it. And so this, I think, is key, making a choice to go and sit in quiet, seeking that life-giving streams of water. And how do we do that? By sitting and opening up the Word, letting God speak to us, maybe turning off the news, and maybe making some choices just to do the things that will fill our tank. Do the things that will fill our tank. And I think for us, another thing to remember is this is not a one-time thing. This is something we must do every single day. If you read what the psalmist wrote here, he has this time of self-reflection. He makes a choice. He says, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God, in verse 5. And so that time of refreshing has given him life-giving streams of water. But as he goes through the day, he's going to get discouraged again. He's going to turn on the news and see that there's 8 new cases in Algoma. And he's going to get you're going to get frustrated again. That's just the world we live in right now. And so after putting his hope in God, he says in the end of verse 5 there, or verse 6, he says, I'm deeply discouraged again. But he says, I will choose to remember you. He says, I will choose to remember you. Even as the tumult of the raging seas, as waves and tides sweep over me, he says, I will choose to remember you. Why? Because in his experience in verse 8, he says, each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. And through each night I sing his songs, praying to the God who gives me life. He says, this is a daily thing. Each day I need to sit and let the Lord fill me with his love and his strength. And it's as the Lord fills me with his love and his strength that I am able to worship and pray and receive life and get through this time. And so let me encourage you not to be discouraged in this cycle of what seems like up and down. Continue to go back to the Lord day after day. Continue to open up the Word, and letting God fill you. The words of Jesus in Matthew 6, verses at the end near 31, 33 there, he says, don't worry about tomorrow. He says, tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. So it's about today. And what you should do is seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So just focus on today, not what's coming tomorrow or the next day or the day after. But Lord, what about today? Today I need refreshing. I need those living streams of water, and only you can provide. So I'm going to make a choice to sit and open up your Word and let you fill me. Maybe I'm going to play some worship music. And Lord, that is going to fill my tank. That is going to give me life-giving water. And so, Father, I pray for us that we would do that. We would take that time to allow you to fill us. Even when we don't feel like it, Lord, we would make a choice to say, I am going to receive that life-giving water from the Lord today. Recognizing that this is not a one-time thing. This is an everyday thing. We need to do this each day. And so the writer, the psalmist, goes back to God. Verse 9, he continues on with this pattern of receiving life-giving water, of self-reflection, asking the why questions, and choosing to receive from God. And at the end of the psalm in verse 11, he says, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Notice the I will, the determination to go back to the Lord again and again and again. And it reminds me of the words of Jesus when he said in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29, he said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Would you come to Jesus as you're listening to this? Would you just acknowledge your weakness, your struggle, and declare the strength of Jesus, the goodness of Jesus, his ability to carry you through this storm? And will you commit to him to put yourself in a position where God can carry you through the storm, where God can give you life-giving water in the middle of the battle, to recognize and acknowledge that this struggle is not going away tomorrow or the next day? It's going to be a battle, and we are in the battle. And of our own strength, of our own flesh, of our own minds, we are not strong. We are going to fail. But where we draw on the strength and power of Jesus, where we draw on, choose to put ourselves in a place to receive these life-giving, the life-giving water from Jesus, and say, yes, Lord, I'm weak, I'm weary, I'm carrying heavy burdens, and Lord, would you take them? Would you carry them for me? And so I want to pray that each one of us would reflect back on this psalm, maybe tomorrow or the next day or the next day, and spend that time, quiet time, with the Lord in his word, in prayer, allowing him to fill us and to give us the strength we need for the coming days. And so let's pray together. Lord, I lift us up. I lift myself up to you. I lift our congregation up to you. And I pray, Lord, that your word would speak life into our minds and hearts. Lord, that you would take us from struggle to being filled with life-giving water. And I thank you, Lord, that you will do this for each one of us. Help us to be on our knees. Help us to be asking you for this. Help us to be willing to receive, and help us to put ourselves in a place where we can receive from you. And so I pray that we would be found in quiet, with an open Bible, with an open mind, listening and receiving your life-giving water. And Lord, as you fill us with your life-giving water, would you prompt us as to who you want us to share it with? And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for listening today, and bless you all. Have a great day.